Blog Talk Radio.
Am I muted? Okay. You should be in the queue now. You should be able to hear me. Text me if you can hear me. Check, check, check. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, Roger that. Just got your text. We know when Trevor's on. Okay. Trevor, can you hear me?
Yep.
You can hear me?
Yep.
All right. And Michelle's there at the studio. Michelle, can you hear both of us? Go ahead and text me, Michelle, if you can hear both of us.
Do what?
Hold on, Trevor.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we can both be heard. Okay. All right, Trevor, we're going to whip this out real quickly here. Excuse me while I whip this out. All right, we're gonna start this. Trevor Fetcher. Trevor, real quickly, I want to make sure it's right. Is it Fletcher or Fetcher?
Fetcher.
Fetcher, okay.
Noel.
Noel?
Nope.
Fetcher. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Trevor Fetcher interview coming in 3, 2, 1. Well, welcome back to the Balance Running RSL President. Hey, what a great Saturday morning it is. We're going to take some time now to play a pre-recorded interview that we did yesterday afternoon just before a big game down in Evansville, Indiana. We're going to be starting a brand new series every week called the Player of the Week. When we feature, right before the college football Saturday, when we feature a outstanding high school athlete. And it is my pleasure to have with us today our very first recipient of the Player of the Week Award here on the Balance Radio Network, and also, for full disclosure, my nephew from down in Evansville at Wright Panther High School, getting ready to take on Memorial. So, Trevor, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Trevor, I'll talk with you a little bit. First of all, got a game against Memorial. Always a matchup between Wright and Memorial. Talk with us about what's going on in tonight's game against Memorial.
Yeah, we're just going to play the game. We know how. We know Memorial's going to come out tough. They're going to come out swinging. They're not going to be scared of playing in the bowl or anything, and we're just hoping to have a good game.
So, Trevor, talk with me a little bit about some of the keys to the game. Now, you're a defensive hold. Talk with us a little bit about what your position in tonight's game is and what you're expected to do.
Yeah, mainly keep the edge, stay containing, make sure nothing gets outside, make sure they have to run it straight through our linebackers or bust a big play because, I mean, they can't get outside.
Now, Trevor, recently you also got another Player of the Week Award, which was one of the reasons that we wanted to talk with you about. So talk with us about a very big game you had against Harrison High School down there in Evansville, Indiana, that actually got you, among others, the Player of the Week Award.
Yeah, I got the ID Award, which is Individual Determination. It's mainly for not really making big plays or big hits or anything. It's doing, like, your job and what you need to do to make sure your team is successful.
So getting recognition just for doing your job. Now, Trevor, I want you to talk with me a little bit about what it is that your game is. You also play baseball, am We're going to get to that here in just a second. Talk to me a little bit about Wright and Wright High School and the heritage of playing in Wright High School. Obviously, that's a huge history down there in Evansville and the Wright Bowl. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like to play for Wright High School.
It's definitely a big challenge. They push us every day. They make us really better kids on and off the field. They give us goals to work for, and they keep you on top of your game at all times.
We're talking with Trevor Fetcher down in Evansville. Now, Trevor, you're a junior, but you also lettered as a sophomore. That's very, very rarely done. And let me tell you what, if I can brag on Trevor for just a little bit, two solo tackles, 19 assists, one sack, one tackle for a loss, one tackle for a loss assist, one cause fumble, and one hurried passer. Now, that's just in one game. Is that a normal night for you?
Not really. I think I played a really good game that night, and I was just really doing what I needed to do to help my team out.
Now let's talk a little bit about you're also a baseball player, and you've been playing baseball for as long as I remember, as long as I've known you, and you've done very well playing baseball as well. Talk with me about what it's like to be on the mound.
It's a bit nerve-wracking. I mean, all the pressure's on you, but really all you can do is go up there, throw strikes, try to help your team out the best you can, and do your job like you know how.
Well, one thing for sure, Trevor, you know how to do your job, and that's not only on the field but off the field. And I want to congratulate you also, because you also have a pretty good GPA, I believe. On top of being an excellent baseball player, which you average .309 in a batting average, as a matter of fact, and an outstanding football player, but you are also an outstanding student as well. And so talk with me a little bit about that. You're almost to a 4.0 and doing all of those sports. Talk a little bit about the discipline that you have to make that happen.
Definitely know your priorities and time management. I mean, you got to know that when you get done with practice, you got to go straight home and get your studies done. And, I mean, yeah, it might cut into your time with your friends, but you got to know what's going to help you out in the long run. And studying for a test the night before instead of going out with your friends is going to be a lot better for you than skipping that and getting bad grades.
Now, Trevor, we know that you get awards. You've also gotten some academic awards. You have a GPA of 3.5. You play with one of the greatest schools historically in the state of Indiana. You play in the Wright Bowl, and you also play baseball down there. So tell me, what is inside you that gives you the drive to do all of that?
I've always grown up around sports. Sports has been in my family, and really, I have a love for the games I play, and I go out each day and I have fun with what I'm doing. It's not like a job or anything.
All right, Trevor, we're gonna ask you a very important question. We're going into October. We're going into fall. You're a big Braves fan. I'm a big Cardinal fan. Somebody's gonna have to lose that race. Who's it gonna be?
I'm gonna say Cardinals. Braves got it. I got faith in them.
You got faith in them. All right, well, Trevor, I tell you what, I always like to give our guests an opportunity to talk about anything that we've not mentioned or anything that you'd like to talk about. What I'd like to do is give you a few minutes here, just talk with us a little bit about what's on your heart, talk with us a little bit about maybe the game you got tonight, any advice that you want to give to the youngsters who might be listening to this and who are just getting started into sports and trying to juggle the academic and sports world.
I would say just know your priorities, get done what you know you need to get done, and recognize that you're a student athlete and your grades do come first before you get to go out and play games. I mean, I'm sure for every school you can't play unless you make certain grades, so know your priorities and know what's important.
Now, Trevor, I know you're on Twitter. Where can people follow you on Twitter?
T. Fetcher.
And we'll get that up on our social media. Trevor, I want to thank you for coming on board with us today and being the recipient of the first Balanced Player of the Week Award. We're going to be doing this every single Saturday. We're going to be talking to some high school players around the state of Indiana and about the impact they're making in on the game. Chuck, I hope you have a great game today. Go Panthers.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Trevor, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. We'll get it down there to you. Good luck to you tonight, buddy.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and disconnect now, babe.